This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. As we've been hearing, the Obama administration is warning about accountability for Syria's government after a reported chemical weapons attack outside the Syrian capital last week. This could set the stage for possible military action against Syria by the U.S. and allies, and financial markets today are adjusting. Investors have been buying U.S. dollars as a kind of safe haven, and there's oil up to just under $107 a barrel in Europe and $112 for the U.S. benchmark, near a five-month high. Julian Lee watches the oil market at the Center for Global Energy Studies in London. Good morning.
Good morning.
To what extent is Syria the story behind this spike in oil prices?
I certainly think that the worsening situation in Syria and the growing concern over allegations of chemical weapons attacks are having an impact on the price at the moment. But I don't think that's the only story. Syria is not a big oil producer. In fact, right at this very moment, it's producing virtually nothing. But I think what is of concern is that any time we get news headlines about rising tension anywhere in the Middle East, the market tends to fear that other countries with much more significant production will get sucked in.
And it just shows you the disconnect between long and medium-term oil supplies and what we've just been speaking about, the more short-term concerns. A lot of headlines in the United States about domestic U.S. fossil fuel production going up and America's oil independence. But that doesn't help you this week, this month, or the next 6 months.
No, it doesn't. Oil prices are still very much influenced by the geopolitics of the Middle East. One can look, of course, on the futures exchanges where you can buy oil for delivery 5, 6, 7 years into the future, and you can see that those prices are heavily discounted because people are concerned about the potential for supply disruption, not 5 or 6 years into the future, but 2 or 3 months into the future.
Julian Lee, Center for Global Energy Studies in London, thank you very much.
My pleasure.